It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Thursday called on fellow world leaders participating in the first White House Summit for Democracy to lock arms to show that democracies can deliver progress better than autocracies. Biden said global democratic institutions are under assault, and he called for leaders everywhere to step up efforts to strengthen them.
Democracy doesn't happen by accident. We have to renew it with each generation. And this is an urgent matter on all our parts, in my view, because the data we're seeing is largely pointing in the wrong direction.
The video gathering came as the U.S. and key allies are warning Russia that it'll face strong sanctions if it invades Ukraine. Russia and China, who were not invited to participate, accused the Biden administration of trying to, quote, stoke up ideological confrontation and a rift in the world with a Cold War mentality. The COVID roller coaster is on its way up, and it's like deja vu all over again. Nationally, COVID-19 hospitalizations have increased 40% from a month ago, and in some places it's even worse, like Michigan, where hospitalizations jumped 88% in the past month, with a disturbing new trend: younger and younger people are dying. This is the first winter in the U.S. with the Delta variant, so experts are concerned about what's to come. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine for use as a booster in people ages 16 and 17, and the CDC has also given its recommendation. So far, about 50 million people, that's 26.9% of fully vaccinated adults, have also received the booster dose. Another loss for the former guy. Aw. A federal appeals court denied Trump's effort to block his White House records from being released to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. That decision sets up an emergency Supreme Court review. The judges saying that Trump had given them no reason to override President Biden's decision not to invoke executive privilege to keep the documents secret. They said the White House and Congress agreed there was a legitimate need for the documents because the rioters, who sought to prevent lawmakers from certifying Trump's loss to Biden, threatened the peaceful transfer of power and said, quote, there's a direct linkage between the former president and the events of the day. So there's a two-week stay on the decision, allowing the former guy's attorneys a chance to appeal to the Supreme Court. Stay tuned. Another crisis averted. The Senate on Thursday passed a bill temporarily changing the chamber's rules to prevent a filibuster so that Democrats could raise the debt ceiling with a simple majority vote, preventing a potentially catastrophic default. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in voting to passed the bill without the filibuster, and then 10 Republicans joined Democrats in the final 59-35 vote to raise the debt ceiling. The House had already approved the measure on Tuesday, so it now goes straight to President Biden for his signature. Remember, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned Congress earlier this month that the federal government could run out of money to pay its bills by December 15th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said passing the one-time rule change was crucial to help avoid the prospect of a catastrophic, calamitous default on our sovereign debt. Although Nancy Pelosi has not taken any action against Lauren Boebert for her horrific comments regarding her colleague, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, the House will vote next week on a bill introduced by Omar, which would create a new office within the State Department tasked with combating Islamophobia. They'll also vote on a measure to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena. New York State Attorney General Letitia James wants to get the former guy under oath for a deposition as part of an investigation into possible civil fraud at the Trump Organization. James' office is looking into whether Trump's company fraudulently reported property valuations, inflating them to get better loans, and underreporting them to pay lower taxes. James could file a lawsuit against Trump if she finds evidence of fraud, but couldn't bring criminal charges. James' office is also collaborating in a criminal investigation being led by Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. that's seeking to determine whether Trump was involved in a pattern of criminal fraud by giving lenders false property values. Letitia James on Thursday ended her campaign for governor, said she'll run for re-election as attorney general to continue the Trump investigations. Actor Jussie Smollett has been found guilty on 5 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime in January 2019. Smollett denied the attack was a hoax, but the two brothers, who knew Smollett personally through the TV show Empire, testified that the actor, who is black and gay, directed and paid them to carry out a sham anti-gay and racist attack in order to garner sympathetic media coverage. Chicago police initially investigated the incident as a hate crime, but as the story fell apart, they soon said the actor orchestrated it himself. Smollett's convictions carry the possibility of jail time, but wait, there's more. The Chicago Police Department has already filed a lawsuit attempting to recoup the over $100,000 it spent investigating the false report. Well, a London High Court has ruled that Julian Assange should be extradited to the U.S. to face espionage charges and a potentially lengthy prison sentence. The ruling was based on an appeal by the U.S. government against a British court's previous refusal to extradite Assange. After assurances from Washington that the WikiLeaks founder would be treated fairly before and after trial, the court ruled that he should be flown to the U.S. The UK Home Secretary will have the final say on whether or not to extradite him. Washington lawyers have floated the suggestion that he could return to Australia to serve any sentence, though in reality, that would all be up to the judge overseeing the case. Starbucks workers in upstate New York voted to form the first union inside the coffee chain's U.S. corporate-owned stores. The victory suggests that Starbucks will be expected to sit down and bargain with at least a couple of dozen of its more than 200,000 U.S. employees. That's the way to do it, unlike what Kellogg's is doing. And after a majority of U.S. employees of the Kellogg Company voted against a proposed 5-year contract, the company announced it would fire and replace the 1,400 employees who went on strike more than 2 months ago. Kellogg workers walked off the job on October 5th at 4 plants in Battle Creek, Michigan, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Memphis, Tennessee, and Omaha, Nebraska, after the company and the union were unable to reach an agreement on the terms of a new contract. According to the union, Kellogg's threatened to send jobs to Mexico, though company officials deny that claim. But now, members of Reddit have coordinated to flood Kellogg's application system and thwart their attempt to hire scabs to take those jobs. The Redditors are flooding the system with realistic fake job applications. One of them wrote a program which uses random data to submit bogus applications 24 hours a day. And yes, they crashed the whole thing. And finally, from the "it took you 3 years to figure that out" files, an investigation by the House Oversight Committee shows that pharmaceutical companies raised prices of common brand drugs during the past 5 years by nearly 4 times the rate of inflation, using drug pricing practices that are, quote, unsustainable, unjustified, and unfair. Yeah, as if we didn't already know that. Okay, so what do you do with that information? Just asking. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.